Blog Talk Radio.
And it's time for another Arts Game Show Party here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Friday night, and we're here. We're going to play a game. We're going to get some callers on, and we got some more questions with Dear Abby. Talk a little game shows. And then, of course, we're going to stay tuned for Ron. He'll be coming up, or Phil, or one of those people. We'll find out. But let's take a caller. Hey, right now, I only have one caller. So please call us if you want to get in on the fun tonight. Number is 516-387-1915. And we always welcome new callers. So if you want to join the game show party, we're here every Friday night at 11 o'clock. We stay on live for 15 minutes. You can call in till 11:15. We'll continue an archive until 11:30. So if you're listening to us in archive, you can join us then. Let's get our caller, 4641.
Yeah, of course, that will be me, of course. How's it going?
Hey, Ron, a little lean tonight,
yeah.
But I got you. So if no one else gets in here, we'll play a little game amongst ourselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry. It's not really all that sorry because this week has been totally chaotic. Anyway, oh, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up because this week's show is not going to be on this week because next week I just talked with the people at Zoom Media, at Zoom Messenger. I have to get everything reorganized for next week because due to the data problem and everything else, so we'll have everything all corrected for next week. But there's one thing you do have to watch coming up after this one. It's an episode of Road Trip, and tonight is an encore presentation of Generation Gap, the one that you hold for that time.
Oh, I love that game. That was a good game.
It was.
Hey, I want to do a
see the encore.
We're going to yes, Ron, I'm sorry.
And I'll give you a couple more for next week, because next week we have two brand-new episodes. Of course, one next week is going to be the one we play Double Talk. That's going to be next week.
Hey, let me guess.
Episode.
We have Holly standing
Hi.
By too. Hey, Holly, how are you?
Hey.
Happy Friday, Holly.
Hey, Ron.
Happy Friday
Happy.
To you. You're welcome, my dear.
Oh, so
and,
are you going to air the double talk?
Yeah, next week, right here next week. So be sure to join us there next week on the Road Trip, and then the week after, the one we have been waiting for all season, when we go be number 30. It's going to be the Dane game the week after. So two exciting weeks of this next week and the week after.
And, you know, I want to, for the people who are loyal and call in or listen to us here on the game show party, I want to say that, you know, some of the products that started getting really scarce in March that you could not even find where you could not even really give these away. I mean, no, people were buying them all along. Hand sanitizer and Lysol sprays and disinfectants. I managed to get some disinfectants in March. Hand sanitizer has been really tough. Now, I know if you go on the trains, you can get those in masks. Holly, you're not taking the trains these days, are you?
No. I wasn't taking the trains that much even before COVID. I kind of stopped. I was walking, taking the bus, taking cars.
Let me get on my two callers, and I'm going to tell you where you can get hand sanitizer at a reasonable price. But
well,
I have Phil, and I think 0993. Is that you,
Andrea?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
And Phil.
Yes, I am here.
What's up,
and
Bill?
Phil, I love the shields you're making, and you buy one and you get one for a small fee.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Kathy Mitchell endorses these, by the way.
Really?
Yes, she's my spokesperson.
Yes.
but
now that I did get you on the line.
Well,
and Mike's
well,
not going to join that. Mike is going. Yeah, he's going to be going to bed a little early. So we'll see him next week. But I do want to announce Walmart is selling a nice 60-ounce bottle of hand sanitizer. It's a 62%, which is more than enough for, I believe, $6 by mail. You could, and if you get a $35 order, you get the free shipping. So Walmart currently has that in stock. Yes. Now... so I did pick one up because I had some things in my cart. I had batteries for my pop and play for my cats. Now, Phil and I, we have cats.
Oh,
did you get
we
the
love
pop-
that pop and play for my show.
Phil,
yeah,
are you going to buy
I love
your
the
cat?
Pop and play.
Battery's
yeah,
not included, can... you know.
Yeah, that is a good commercial, the pop and play. I know, they've been selling
well,
out like crazy anyway.
We've noticed an experiment with it. The cats were semi-enthusiastic. Phil, do you think you're going to get that for your cats?
I don't really like electronical things for them.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're going to stay old-fashioned with string and stuff.
And yarn. But
yarn.
I got the and I did pick up hand sanitizer at Walmart. .com.
Wow. Mazel tov.
Okay. Why don't we get started?
You, before you say anything,
yes.
What Walmart did you go to? The one on Valley Stream?
No, actually, I ended up going on .com. It's going to come to my house.
Uh-huh.
And let me
Walmart.
Give you another, you know, do a free plug for the new Alexander Privin show because he's redoing it. And he does some life hacks, and I have a little hack for you. When you go on Walmart.com, if you're willing to wait a few days extra for shipping, they actually give you a shipping discount. I'm willing to wait a few days unless I really need something. And there was one time I really did. I could not find a camera in 2017 to take me to my trip to California. I could not find a working camera. And so I went on Amazon. It was just a small digital, you know, small like Nikon. I was looking for something around $30.
You know, as a matter of fact, I found a Nikon. I got that in Jersey. I got it for $40 anyway, but I'm still going to find the lens for the camera. And that was very important.
So I ended up going on Amazon, picked one up, and I had it for my trip. And I did do I think I joined Amazon Prime for like a month just to get it quick. But normally I could wait.
It was good. It was great because, you know, when you deliver to your house, it was just fantastic. I actually got one from Amazon one time, and they sent it from Jersey, and I now got to do is look for the lens for the camera.
Also, they have
and,
some good
you know,
prices.
Like
we just discovered UV light, ultraviolet C, can kill the virus, so it's good to pick up a couple of. Yeah, the ultraviolet lights kill the virus.
Yes.
Phil, you have that. I got the
I
same thing on my cell phone that you have.
I have
but
phones, yes.
Mine doesn't have the charger. It's just going to clean it. You know, it doesn't have the charger attachment.
I bought it back in 2017. I think it's when the inventor was on Shark Tank. And I thought that was an awesome product.
And you know, who would think that we would
the guy
really
was on Shark
something.
Tank.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's
and
probably a trillionaire by now.
Very sought after, let me tell you. You never thought of germs on your phone. Or your remote. But those things are the dirtiest things. They say it's dirtier than a public bathroom.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Anyway, we're going to start Dear Abby a little early. If you want to call in, you got 5 more minutes at 516-387-1915. All right. So I'm going to do the categories a little different. I'm going to read two categories. We'll pick one. One of them will stay in. And The other one will be ready for the next. I'll add one to it. So this way we can get to as many of these as we could. So, Phil, why don't you start? We have It's Lonely at the top, or They Want Their Guests to Come Empty-Handed.
Well, it's absolutely true. It's lonely at top, on top.
Okay, we're going to put the other one aside for now, but it'll be back. It'll be back. Oh, you're going to love this question. I wish Mike was here for this because he would say something sarcastic. Dear Abby, my problem is that I am vastly smarter than virtually everybody I know. How nice. After I began a conversation with anyone, from my dentist to my wife, I began to realize they are intellectually inferior. Oh, my. And I regard what they say as only amusing, if not utterly stupid. What should I do? I don't want to become an isolated hermit. Signed, Smart but Confused. Well, this is a conceited person. Here's the choices. What do you think Abby said? But, I wonder what I would say. A, why not join Mensa and meet others like yourself? B, to lower yourself if you want to associate with the rest of us. C, there's something to be admired in everyone. Search harder for it. D, quit rating everyone you meet by where you perceive them to be intellectually and try harder to find something worthwhile in what others have to say. All right.
No, I agree with
Ron,
you.
Ron, what do you think?
I agree because I know me other people can be very important. So I will say D.
Okay. And let's go to, we're going to go down the list. Holly?
Yeah, I would say D.
Two D's. Why not? Quit rating everyone. Okay. And let's go to next, Andrea.
I'll also say D.
D also. Okay. And Phil.
You know, I do like that last one. I'll also go with D.
Oh, wow. I
don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I was confused first because Anton says he's here, but he's not on my list, so he didn't call in. Let's see. So we had Phil, what did you say? You said D also, quit rating everyone?
Everyone with D.
I actually want to go with B. You're going to have to lower yourself to associate with the rest of us. This guy really thinks he's – I don't like people like that come out and say that they're that. But let's see what Abby says. All right? And I don't look at the answers because I love game shows too much to cheat. You all know that. She agreed with you, D. I'm wrong. What did you think?
Right.
Oh.
That was a good answer.
Yeah. Hey, let's do another one here. We have. We're going to go to Andrea this time. Religion leads to canceled plans to marry, or they want their guests to come empty-handed.
They want their guests.
Lower the expectations. What? Which one?
They want their guests to come empty-handed.
Oh, I'm glad you picked that, Andrea, because I want to hear this one.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Abby, my wife and I will be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary in June. And knowing that this game is a few years old, they're probably up to 75. We plan to have a dinner party for our family and friends. We want to state in our invitations that we don't want any presents. What would be the proper wording? You know, I have my answer, but let's see what Abby, one of these is what Abby said. To your invitation, add no gifts, please. Your presence will be our cherished gift, and we respectfully request no other. D. I'd rather say gifts are optional and give people a choice. C, no gifts, please. D, the gift of your presence is all that's required. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think she said? We'll start with Phil.
I really like D. Like, your presence is all that matters. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too. You know, I would have worded it a little differently.
Yeah.
I've seen people write, your presence is your presence. Your presence is
you
your
go.
Present. I think Maria did that a couple of times on GIFs. I usually, you know what, the rule of thumb is, if we make a part, if there's like a get-together at a restaurant and everybody is paying, or as Phil, remember we used to do that with the group, the birthday person
yes.
didn't pay and everybody else
yes.
chipped in? And, you remember somebody, we're not going to name names, ordered a lot of liquor, and when they split the bill...
Yeah,
we're not going to name names, Holly, to protect, yeah.
Yes.
But then that person's spouse ended up paying for it. But when you're doing a dinner party like that and you're chipping in or you're each paying your own way, usually a present is not required. You're just going out to dinner to celebrate someone's birthday. We're all paying our own way. You know, there were many times people were like, you know, doing – like dinners and they expecting, and it's like if you don't know them that well, give a card. But usually when people are, you know, inviting you to a party where food is part of it, you're expected to give a little something. I would just not, you know, I did parties, I don't expect a gift, but I don't tell people not to. You know, it's nice if they don't, I don't hold it against them. If they do, it's always nice, and it's a lot of times from the heart. But I think your presence is your present is a nice way to say it. Let's go to Andrea. What do you think?
Can you please repeat choice A?
To your invitation, add no gifts, please. Your presence will be our cherished gift, and we respectfully request no other. B is I'd rather
a.
say gifts. Or, you like that one. Okay, so we have a D and an A. Holly?
Yeah, I mean, I like both A and D. They're kind of similar, but A clarifies it more, saying nothing to give really enough. So I think A, because that kind of just clarifies it a little more.
Well, it depends if you think Abby went with the long or the short. A is a longer, and D is more akin to what I would say, your presence is your present. I thought I liked that. I'm surprised Abby didn't think of it. Ma, what do you think? We can get to Ron in a minute.
Well, I just did the same with the girls also, so I will say A as well.
You're going to go with the longer one, Ma? You have an idea? Someone doesn't want gifts? All right, we're going to turn it around. I think we all agree one or the other. They're pretty similar. So some of us went with the long way, and some of us went with the short way. Wouldn't we be surprised if Abby disagreed with both of us and all of us and said something like, Abby said A. She liked the longer one. Be very clear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't mention names, but she wouldn't say, have a ledger out and record what everybody gives you. We won't mention names.
Oh, yes. Listen to that. It's a different person, not the drinker. We once went to a party and we gave gifts and the person took out a ledger, not only where the gift was from, based on the gift box. You know. Rich, market it. Oh, I gave a name. Put that one in red and put in, they also put the estimated value, but we hope they don't listen to the
game. They returned all of it because they needed cash.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to go to, Holly, it's your turn. The two choices.
Okay.
Mom thinks, this one's been around for a long time. We never got to it. Mom thinks grandparents have failed to do their duty, or religion leads to canceled plans to marry.
Religion needs to be canceled.
Those grandparents are getting old. We never got to them, and we still didn't. Okay, let's see. Dear Abby, I'm crushed. I'm in love with this The woman I'm in love with has decided to end our relationship. The problem?
Uh-oh.
Religion. Her parents object to me because they do not want their Catholic daughter involved with a Protestant man. I have no intention of trying to convert her. I happen to love her, and she said she loves me, but she can't handle the turmoil. What should I do? Signed, deeply hurt in South Carolina. Here's Abby's choices. A, this little girl still desperately needs parental approval. I think you lucked out. B, her strong religious background require that you give her more time to make a decision. C, religion is a barrier to marriage. To marriage is often a cover for other reasons. Maybe you're not meant for each other. D, if you love her, win her back. Elope, if necessary. Boy, Abby gave us a whole smorgasbord of choices,
wow.
Didn't she? We will start with Ron, because Ron, you're a marriage expert. That gives you time to think of it. Ron is actually a marriage counselor.
Well, I don't think the marriage counselor could be happening, but I actually going to say, this is a tough one, but I'm going to go with B.
Her strong religious background requires her more time?
Yeah.
Okay, Holly?
I think C, it's just like they're not meant to be together.
You think she would say that?
Yeah.
Andrea?
D.
Her strong religious background. And Phil?
What was the first one?
This quote, little girl still desperately needs parental approval. I think you lucked out.
No. I'm going to go with B.
Her strong religious background requires that you give her more time?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like any of them, but I'm going to go with that one.
I'm going to ask my mom, what do you think Abby would say? What? Because the parents... Oh, my mother feels the strong religious background, or... I actually go with A, this little girl still desperate. I think he lucked out. If she's not independent enough and the parents are going to be involved with everything, you know, this was also when the game was created, still in modern times. We're not talking about the 50s or 60s here. The game was, this Dear Abby game came out in the 90s when it was enlightenment. And I think you had modern women who stood up to their parents and said, this is who I'm marrying, and, you know. So I'm going to go with A. This little girl still desperately needs approval, and you lucked out. Who needs
all right.
it? That's my answer. So let me turn the card. She said A. And, of course, you know I didn't
wow.
cheat. I love game shows too much.
Surprise.
She said the little girl, yeah, she said if she needs her parents' approval, who needs someone like that?
Yeah.
Ron,
answer.
It's your choice.
Oh,
yeah,
boy,
nice.
Here we go.
We still have the grandparents.
Yes.
Mom thinks grandparents have failed to do their duty. Or love for children keeps a single father out of the dating game.
That is a good decision. So I will go with the kids. Children want to get out of the dating game.
The poor grandparents. They're going to have to wait for next week. Bye, grandparents. Well, see ya next time. And, you know, we're going to start mixing this up with other games. I love Dear Abby. I think we're having some good conversation and, you know, giving advice. But we're going to mix it up with some other games, too, that we used to do. So we're going to have Abby back, but we're going to mix it up every other week with some other thing. Hey, you know, we only have 30 minutes total now. It's not like the old days when I had 25,
yep.
but still it seemed longer. Because we led into your show. Remember, I gave them 5 minutes to switch over
yeah.
to Phil.
That's right.
Those
yeah,
were the days.
Half hour for you, an hour for
now,
me.
And then 5 hours for Chris Bly.
For, yeah, the other guy. What, we all fell asleep on.
Yeah. Bill, are you doing a show later today? I know Mike is off.
Oh, I actually did, but I'm having computer problems. But I'll stay for Ron's show and then probably turn in. I'm going to take next week off.
I think
okay.
we're all even.
Are you
like
on?
Even.
Are you
I
on
think
next
all
week?
Even. Next week we are.
And
yeah,
Phil, are you
I'll
on,
be on next week.
You're on
no.
next week? You're, Phil, you're on next week?
Yeah.
Okay,
no, I'm
we'll
off
be
next
back.
Week.
Oh, you're off next week?
Yeah.
I have a good week off.
Phil is going to be on assignment.
All
yes.
right.
That's
I can fill the whole thing in. I can fill the whole thing in tomorrow, next week
that's
anyway.
That's the place to be right now, but I am.
But, Phil, you'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes. But I'll
okay.
stay for Ron's show.
Okay, and then we're calling it a night.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay,
yeah,
well, let me get this last
reboot.
Question.
We're going
to we got 3 minutes left on our show, so we'll get to this one. Lover for children keeps a single father out of the dating game. Dear Abby, I read about women who have to raise their children alone. What about men whose wives have deserted them? I would like a companionship. But I'd like to have companionship, but when a woman hears that I have 4 children, she says, goodbye. How many other men are in the same boat, signed, full-time father in Columbus, Ohio? Dear full-time father, don't be disappointed. A woman who would count you out because you have children probably would be a poor mother. B, why not look for a woman who's in the same boat? We call that the Brady Bunch. C, a lot of men are in your position. Fortunately, you have your priorities straight. D, wait until a woman shows a real interest before you mention the kid. We'll start with Phil.
I like that one. Wait until she's really interested and mention the kids.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to my mom.
If she
what
says
do you
no,
think?
Then she's not into it. Yeah.
Has kids and women, you know, they say goodbye. Phil and I wait until the woman shows interest. Yeah. And so, yes. And so when women find out that he's dating, they say goodbye. Oh, yeah, my mother wouldn't want to date someone with kids. We'll go to Andrea because we're running out of time. She doesn't want response. Yeah, my mother wouldn't want to be a stepmother. Andrea?
D.
Wait till she shows real interest. Yes. But what would Abby tell him? My mom's not worried about Abby. Let's go quickly to Holly.
Whatever one he said, don't bother with her. Don't because they, you know, she wouldn't be a good mother anyway.
Okay, so that would be A. Don't be discouraged. A woman counts about. And Ron?
Well, since this is going to be a very ending show, so I'm going to disagree and go with B.
Okay, Ron's going to go with B. The correct answer, I'm going to get to this, and I'm going to say, Ron, you're on Zoom tonight, right?
Not tonight. We'll be back next week, anyway. Well, I think we're all
oh,
even.
There's no show tonight?
No. We'll have a show next week. I promise we're all going to be here next week, anyway.
Oh, so we're ending right after this.
Yeah, but you can watch Road Trip coming up over on Brick Arts Media if you guys
yes,
are sticking around.
Watch Road Trip on Brick Arts Media, yes. All right.
And
so we're saying
goodnight. Yes, this is going to be the encore presentation of Generation Gap. Stay tuned for that.
So we're going to say goodnight. The correct answer was A. Rishi said, don't be disappointed. The woman would be a poor mother. Holly was right. We'll see you next week on Arts Game Show Party. So thank you for tuning in.
Stay safe, everybody.
Yay.